National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
All right, good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice. News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online on newstalk1330.com. This morning, we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest, her name is Jacqueline Bridges. She is the Ward 1 City Council person for the City of Carrollton. Kind enough to join us today, kind of do a year in review wrap up, a look to the future, and she's hosting a big event this Saturday that I want to let you all know about as well on this morning's program. So, and questions or comments during the show, feel free to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I will pass those along. So, good morning, Jacqueline Bridges.
Good morning, good morning.
And happy Christmas.
Same to you.
You are very festive.
Oh, I try to be.
You need like a gold, maybe it was gold, what's it called? Not a shawl, but the boa.
Sash.
Yeah, or a sash. But, but everything else is beautiful as always.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for coming out to talk about. So this is, we're about near 5 years into you being city councilwoman.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to get you to get a little closer there, Jacqueline. So yeah, I think we're ending 5 years, or maybe it's like 5.5 years because there was a special election where you finished about a year and a half of a previous gentleman's term. So how you feel? You still like it? You still enjoy doing it?
I still love it. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years. It's been an experience, but it's been a great experience because it just motivates me to keep continuing to do what I do in my community. And I love doing it. I'm going to continue doing it because that's just my gift.
I can't see, yeah, I can't see you stopping. I was going to say, I can't see you sitting down, but obviously you're sitting down, but I can't see you slowing down.
Oh,
man,
no.
You, high octane always. You came in this morning, and we're all being sluggish because we stayed up listening to the basketball game, and you came
in. The
football game. See, that's how tired I am.
That's okay.
But you came in, brought all the sunshine and the high energy, and so we're like, well, we got to keep up with her, so let's wake up.
You always got to have high energy because you never know who's watching. You never know who you motivate, and you never know who you challenging to be better. So if you be the lead and starting out with the energy and the positivity, that flourishes. It's just like yeast. It goes throughout the whole community.
As Josh Engel would say, dig it. Right on, lady. That
That's
was good.
It.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's I did want to talk to you about Thanksgiving. I mean, it's you have a nonprofit, right? It's or is it
I
just
do
you
RBWTC,
being cool?
Which is reconnecting back with the community.
The community,
but I partner with the West Georgia community, where they hosted at Central High School,
and that so, was the Thanksgiving thing.
Yes,
okay.
So we fed over 1,700 citizens in the community. We prepare on Monday, and we package it and service it on Tuesday. And what that consists of, we all have different areas that we go in. So I went to my area, which is Ward 1, and we go out and go to the apartments to see your citizens and people in the community. And not necessarily homeless people, but people just want to reach out to them and just get them a good love and share the love in our community on Thanksgiving because we give back in this community, and that's what I'm a part of, and I'm grateful to be a part of that. And so it was like 1,700 people or more. And then the police department also did the same thing, and I'm a part of that too also. So we took food boxes also out to prepare meals for the elderly. So
wow.
It's a great thing to be a part of that. And that's a part of my genetics anyway, Collins, because you know I'm always doing that anyway. And I was thinking the other day when I was living in the projects, I was still feeding the community. They was coming to my home when I didn't even have enough for myself, but I still shared. And it brought back to my remembrance the other day when I was going down the road. I've been doing this a long time, so it's nothing new to me or uncommon.
Jacqueline Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Go ahead and tell us about your other activities. Tell us about your job and how long you've been in Carrollton, and just, you know, touch on the basics. You know, when you're first meeting somebody and they're trying to figure out who this JB lady is.
Go ahead, I kind of broke it down when I got an award in Atlanta. I was able to go to the Delta Museum, and I had to tell my story a little bit. So I said, I'm going to break it down so people can understand who I am. So how I broke it down, when I had to fight for my life all my life. When I was born, I weighed 2 pounds, so I was a preemie. So that indicates to me I had to fight. So when I was 14, I was homeless in the community, and I didn't know where I was going to live or where I was going to go. I had to fight. So when I started my journey on the city council, you know, being elected, getting prepared, I had to fight. So everything I had put in place in my life, I had to fight. So with that being said, I've been in Carrollton all my life. So nothing has been easy for me. So to identify my identity is you have to fight for anything that you want in life, even at birth. 2 pounds, I was a twin. And my mom used to tell me all the time, I was so small. So, you know, my lungs weren't developed.
A cup of coffee's 2 pounds.
You know, I was just a very, very preemie, a small baby. Mm-hmm. So that indicates to me I had to fight from the beginning. We had 7 houses to burn up. I was in the house, 5 of those houses, sleep every single time. So somebody had to come in there and rescue me to get me out. You know, I still had to fight.
Were you living with a pyromaniac?
No.
Okay.
No, God.
7 houses.
7 houses. And it's just, it's difficult, but that's just another stage of my life I had to get through. But I was in that sleep every single time. Mm-hmm. All my other siblings was outside or doing something else. I was in that sleep. Ain't that hard?
Yeah.
But I made it out. Mm-hmm. So it indicates to me from birth I was a fighter. So when you get to know Jacqueline Bridges, you learn she's a fighter. She never gives up. She never quits. And no matter what obstacles that she have faced in her life, she always succeeds. And everything she touched turned to gold. That's why I started my nonprofit organization, Reconnecting Back with the Community. You have to reconnect the dots in your community from leadership all the way down to poverty. Understanding where people is at in life, how we deal with it, one person, one family at a time. So reconnecting back to your community, you can't run a community unless you reconnect to the resources. So I established the resources through my nonprofit called The Help. So Councilwoman Bridges, what you mean by help? Help. You got to make sure they're healthy. Teach them how to eat healthy. Teach them if they're not healthy, they can't think. Then you go to education. Education is the key to success in life. Teaching people how to be educated when the unknown or the unnormal. See, we get fearful when it's unnormal to us. But if we educate them what's going on around them, they can be more receptive to how you lead the community and not feeling like they left out. And L, leadership. Initiate more leaders from your leadership by how you lead. You lead with dignity, respect, and unity in your community, bridging the gaps in your community for the people. And let the people know, because you being elected, you ain't forgot about them. Your main platform was the well-being of your citizens, and you have to continue that platform, letting their well-being be your main source to them to help guide and lead the community. And P, productive projects. Initiate productive projects, exactly like the ones I'm doing on Saturday, December 21st, 562A Noonan Road, where we initiate productive projects, let the community know we can help them by way of feeding them, we can help them by way of getting their children toys for the people that can't afford them right now because the food insecurities in our community is very high. You let them know that they can come and get gently used clothing to provide for their family, even though they can't afford to go in the store. But we provide gently used clothing and shoes within the RBWTC. And they can come and just enjoy it. And then the police department partnered with me. We're going to have snack bags. You can get a hot dog with condiments, chips, and a bottle of water. You can eat it there, or you can take it with you. But we emphasize on you staying because we want to communicate with you to let you know that we love you in the community and that we're going to continue to serve this community with everything that we have.
That was a beautiful segue. You just got right into that. That was great. Do you still need, are you still looking for donations or anything?
Yes,
for this?
We can take donations up until the day of.
Okay.
You can Cash App, $ Jacqueline Bridges, or you can come by and drop it off. Or you can donate some more toys. We even take gently used toys, Colin. So ain't nothing wrong with the toys. But for people that don't have the funding to buy their children toys, they can get gently used toys also.
Yeah, so you wrap that up. They're not going to, I mean, yeah. This.
You know, it ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Because when I was homeless, I took it all till I got to the next level. Mm-hmm. See, sometimes you just got to get prepared for the next level. You might not have it now, but with my education, like I said, with my HELP program, introducing it to the community, education is the key to success in any level of life. Teach people which way to go, and they'll know how to get there. You, if they don't know how to get there, then the road comes to a dead end. Always keep the road open for success, and the journey admits itself.
City Councilwoman Jacqueline Bridges, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. She's not downtrodden with the loss last night, Carrollton Trojans loss.
Well, you know, you always should be excited. Mm-hmm. You always should be happy, even though it's a loss, but you still won because you got
there. Still proud of those kids, yeah.
You stay proud of the kids and keep your head up and don't listen to negativity. I can't stand when people be negative about something they should be talking about positive. Always stay positive and productive and professional in everything that you do. And for those kids to be able to make it to state, that's victory for me. Because when I lost, when I ran for the first time running for city council, I lost.
Did you? I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. But guess what? I know you don't remember because I had a victory celebration. And everybody say, well, what you having a victory celebration for? I said, because this is victory that I made it through the first step.
Yeah.
But this victory celebration is going to prepare me for the real celebration. And guess what, Collins? I had a victory celebration. It was so emotional because the one was at the first celebration. I also had the opportunity to be at the real celebration. And everything you do would be victorious if you set your mind on that.
We are going to take our first break. Jacqueline Bridges, my guest on this morning's Community Voice program. If you have any questions or comments, I encourage you to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I'll try and share those with her if there are any up there right now during this break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be, too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
.843. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Jacqueline Bridges. She is Ward 1 City Councilwoman for the city of Carrollton. Talking about this year, talking about the future, and also a big event she has coming up. We'll touch on that maybe a couple more times to remind you about it, see if you can contribute or even benefit from it. And these are not small shindigs, but we'll talk about that more. 2024, what are you going to remember it for? Are you constantly in training as a city council person? Are there new things that if you want to be successful and you want to be able to communicate properly with your constituents that you have to go through and learn?
Oh, yeah. I'm constantly in training. I'm constantly learning the municipalities of how it works and things that will help my community. I received my recognition certificate last year when I went to Atlanta City Summits. This year, I will receive another certificate. Next year, I'm sorry, I will receive another certificate in my achievements because I have a lot of credited education hours for the municipalities as an elected official. And the reason I do that because I always want to stay 10 toes down, keep my feet on the ground, but learning what I have to do in my community effectively. Because if it don't affect me, how can it affect you?
You, I think you were. I remember one time we were talking, and you were in the process of becoming a reverend. Did that happen?
Yes, I am an ordained minister. Yeah. I have I'm over the praise team at church. I mean, not the praise team, but the dance ministry. I have a dance ministry at church, and I'm always excited because I get everything twisted up. But yes, and I'm also a minister leader at church, and I go to Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, Clem, and my pastor is Vincent Dortch. Yeah. He's awesome. He's also a great leader in our community. See, you know, iron sharpens iron, and he stayed 10 toes down on his on the community. So, you know, you have to follow suit with your leadership also in your ministry too.
How are you able to communicate with your constituents? Is it through events like this, like coming up? I mean, are you sending out emails or are you calling everybody going on the front porch?
No, I'm always in the community. Mm-hmm. If there's an event, I'm there, if I can be there. If there's a meeting, I'm going to be there so I can know what's going on. If there's something going on at the chamber, I try to be there. You have to stay in your community and keep your feet on the ground so people can know who you are and what you are doing in your community. And a lot of people are like, you make me tired just looking at you. well, you need to get another picture because I'm going to stay on the ground because you can't lead behind. You have to lead out front. So ever since I've been elected official, I've been leading, even before then, though. But now in a more open space, so to speak, so people can connect with me, I can connect with them, and I want to appreciate y'all so much for always allowing me to come on WLBB Radio to be able to connect with the community, because a lot of people know me and a lot of people don't know me, and I'm so blessed to be able to have different cities to contact me and ask me my opinion of what's going on in their city. I'm like, I'm not the city council over there, and I'm like, but thank you, though, for allowing me to collaborate with you to help direct you where you need to be as an elected official, a newly elected official, because some of them new, some are not. And when I go to the GMA trainings, I meet so many people. Because, Colin, you know, I don't meet no strangers. So with all that being said, that's what amazes me about me, that I was a part of the Connector Hub. That's here in Carrollton. And what that means is we connect nonprofits to make sure we got all the resources under one hub. Mm-hmm. So people don't have to go all over the place in our community looking for help. It's on the one connector hub. And I'm on the steering committee for that. And that's why we bridge all the gaps together in our community to make sure all these citizens got what they need. And if you haven't heard of the connector hub, that's what it's for. If you need to know about it, just go to the Community Foundation. It'll give you a little clips of the Connector Hub. Mm-hmm. All the resources are under one hub.
Yeah, we had Kim Jones, the executive director or president of Community Foundation of West Georgia, on the show last week and talked about the things you can do before the holiday as far as donations. And she talked about the Connector as well. I mean, mm-hmm. And that's amazing. I mean, and it's a first of its kind, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, it's the first of its kind here in the city of Carrollton and first one I ever known of to have all the resources and nonprofits that's doing what they're supposed to do in the city of Carrollton to connect. Mm-hmm. That's why years ago, 9 years ago, I created Reconnecting Back to the Community. You see, that's my point. You have to reconnect back with the resources in your community to be able to give the citizens the necessities that they need, one individual at a time and one family at a time, to give them the things that they need, and not to say that they don't have the things, but to give them a hand up in some of the things that they need.
Catching up with Jacqueline Bridges, City Councilwoman for the City of Carroll. Trying to keep up with Jacqueline Bridges is what I'm trying to do this morning. Hey, before we do go to our break, an exciting project in Carrollton, but it's going to, you know, some people are going to be frustrated as far as affecting their commute and just not wanting to be around it. But they're doing some changes on the square, maybe like a 2-year project. What are your constituents? What are they saying about that? Are they asking you about it? Are they going to be patient with it?
Well, you know, a lot of people frustrated. It's just a frustrated season.
Yeah.
And so no matter what, everybody just, no matter what you do, they're going to be frustrated. But as an elected official, we want to apologize for the inconvenience on the roads. We working on Alabama Street, the roundabout. It's been taking forever. Mm-hmm. But they done had some little hiccups along the way. But we apologize for the inconvenience on Alabama Street, you know, getting around
the roundabout. That's the one, it's like the back towards the school, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's like on Alabama and Bumberlow.
Yeah,
the roundabout. That's where we are putting that roundabout at. So we apologize
for that.
But
that's a state,
that.
Though. I mean, you got, yeah, it's a state issue.
It's not, we don't handle that.
Right.
But we, as elected officials, we want to let the citizens know.
As an elected official, you get to hear about it.
Yeah, we can hear about it. Like, the traffic would stop, or it took 30 minutes for me to get home, or something like that. But we want to apologize for that. And up on the square, the roads are rough. You know, we had to put in, you know, new pipes and new things on the square as well. So over by the AMP especially. And that's one of our busiest places, everybody at the AMP. So we apologize for that. But when it's done, you'll thank us, because we got to take care of the beautification, going up on the roads, putting old pipes need to be, you know, repaired, things of that nature. So we get in there. And it just takes time, because profession takes time. We can't throw nothing together in the city of Carrollton.
Pardon our progress. That's, you know, it's like the bridge off of out in front of Ingalls. On 27, you know, that project seemed like it took forever, but now it's, you know, it's a faded memory, and, and it's great. It's, you know, it's beautiful.
It's amazing.
All fixed up, yeah.
It's amazing. But, you know, unfortunately, we had a couple of accidents, but not that many.
Oh, I think there were plenty, Jacqueline. Yeah, I almost got in a couple myself.
Well, actually, I just saw two, so that's why I say a couple.
Okay, yeah. I mean, people were cutting in at the last second, and then they get mad at you because you're just coasting on
And so the roads are amazing. It's great now. The project is finished. Yeah. So, you know, it's a lot of things we got going on in the city of Carrollton, but it's the betterment of the whole entire community, and that's what it's all about.
We're going to take our final break and come back and wrap up our program with Jacqueline Bridges. I do want to talk about your event one more time in that last segment and whatever else pops up. You're never lacking a topic.
Quick. Yeah.
852 Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Consider the Mobius Strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Hey, 53, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest is Jacqueline Bridges. She is Ward 1 City Council person for the city of Carrollton. The city of dreams, as some people say.
Oh, yeah.
But we're all together is what Carrollton is.
We are most powerful when we're one, Colin.
Very nice.
We are most powerful when we're one and non-negotiable.
Let us promote your event, which is coming up here this weekend. Mm-hmm. One more time, it's Saturday. Give us all the deets. Now, if I decide, hey, my kid needs a new shirt or I want to get a sandwich, what am I going to do on Saturday? Where am I going to go? And
first of all, whatever the community needs, we got something for everybody. The event is at 562 A Noonan Road, which is my event center. Where we host.
It's down the road here from us?
Yes, down the road. So no excuses, Colin. Come and get you a hot dog. So we're going to have hot dog snack bags. We're going to have gently used toys, clothes. We're going to have food that they can take with them, family bags and single family bags. We got toiletry for them. We have wrap toys. And you can pull up, too. If you pull up at 5628 Noonan Road, you ain't got to get out of your car if you don't want to. But we emphasize on you getting out of the car so we can connect, so we can really see what you need. So it starts at 1 o'clock. The event starts at 1 o'clock. And it ends at 5 o'clock. But if you need me to stay longer, I have no problem staying longer to make sure you get what you need. Because you can get out your car and come in the salon and shop. Because it's in the same building. You can come in and shop, and there's no limit. You can get whatever you need, how much you want, but it's a limit on the toys now. Man, we have bicycles.
Gotta have enough for everybody.
We have bicycles that were donated.
Yeah.
And the police department always good to me about helping me. And also,
they had an officer that used to fix the bikes. I don't know if he's still out there.
Yeah, they can fix them. But you know what? We was blessed this year. We got brand new ones.
Oh, cool.
So with that being said, some of the bikes is already accounted for, and some of them are not. But first come, first serve. And it's for boys and girls. We have some of everything. I ain't got time to tell you everything.
Is there anything that you think that you need that you might need some more of that you'd like to be able to give away?
I can always use more of toiletries because we have blankets for the homeless. Mm-hmm. We fixing homeless bags also. But community, you don't have to be homeless to not come to this event. It's for the entire community.
And when you say homeless, are you talking about people who might live in
in the woods, in the cars,
the motels, and things like that.
Whatever your needs are, we're gonna distribute it out till they're all gone. And again, it's Saturday. Feeding the next generation of leaders in this community.
It's a shame it's gonna storm Saturday. It's supposed to rain all day long.
Well, we on the inside.
I'm kidding. It's not. It's not gonna rain.
When there's calling, don't you start nothing. So with that being said, we got enough for everybody to give you a hand up, and it's always a blessing to take donations, because this is just not a Saturday thing. This is a continuous thing. Mm-hmm. So what I don't use Saturday, I'll be using my event that I'm going to have next year, next summer. But this summer, this last past June event, Clothing Community, we fed 50 families, and we fed over 200 citizens in the community. We ran out of everything. And thanks to
Joel Richards, Carrollton Chief.
Yeah, Chief. He always on deck. So the fire chief, the chief of police, the community as a whole always support me. That's reconnecting the dots, community.
Last time you were on the show, I can't remember. It was an event like this. We actually had a guy call up and try to get in touch with who the guest was. Was that you? Because we ended up putting him in touch with her.
And
he made a big deal. I mean, was that you?
Oh, yeah, it's always me.
I think he was a developer.
I'm the original. Mm-hmm. See, it ain't but one Jacqueline Bridges in the universe. So with that being said.
We could not handle more than one Jacqueline Bridges, I don't think.
With that being said, come out, community. Make sure you donate. You can cash out $ Jacqueline Bridges if you want to donate that way. You can come by and donate if you want to. We take gently used toys. We take new toys. We take gently used clothing. We take non-perishable items to make more food bags. It's always a time to give in any season. But this is a special, special Christmas season. Mm-hmm. We want the children to be able to open a gift. And I had a call about 2 days ago real quick. A lady said, I've looked everywhere to get some help in this community for a group of people. She said, I couldn't find nobody. I said, seriously? She said, and somebody gave me your number. Can you help us? I said, yes, ma'am, I can.
You see it on Facebook a lot. I mean, people are on all these Facebook pages asking for help. So,
I try to share it.
They should go to your event on Saturday. Again, Saturday from 1 o'clock till at least 5.
And if I have to stay later, that's fine. If I have to come early, that's fine. Because we're most powerful when we want. And it's always a time to give, Collins, in any season. And I do it year-round now. I started it once a year, but now I do it twice a year. But I want to give any time of the year. A lot of people's houses have burned.
You only have 7 seconds left, Jacqueline. Okay. Are you going to seek re-election next year?
Yes, I'm going to be running for office next year. And I'm excited. Changing lanes in 2025.
We'll have you on the program sometime next year and find out exactly what that means. Mm-hmm. That's a tease for
Just
us.
Just give you a tip.
Hey, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you, Colin.
Thank you for coming in.
And you are very welcome, always.
And thank you for watching and listening to this morning's Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Tomorrow's guest on the Community Voice, Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams. So tune in for that program. See you.